Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Every town we visit has some kind of special annual event. It's the hallmark of a small town. Ely has, of course, the Blueberry Festival. Mountain Iron has Merit Days. Grand Rapids has Tall Timber Days, so on. Here in Pequot Lakes, we have Beanhole Days. And the festival's name could not be more literal. Every July since 1938, organizers mix a special baked bean recipe in giant vats. Once the baking process is underway, they lower the beans into a hole in the ground and bury them overnight. The underground simmering gives the beans a distinct, one-of-a-kind flavor. The next day, they dig up the beans and the whole town eats the beans. That's what it is.
Not a lot to do around here.
We're joined now by royalty, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning king and queen of Pequot Lakes Beanhole Days, Dawn and Barb Merritt. So, first of all, Dawn and Barb, describe what you're wearing for the folks at home. This is not clothing that common people would have access to.
No, it isn't. You can see by the bean scepter Don has and our finest burlap sacks. We are wearing these things would only be made for the king and queen of Beanhole Days.
Absolutely.
So how do you become Beanhole King and Queen? How does that happen?
Well, we've been around a long time. We've got a jewelry store, Merritt Jewelers, right down the street here in Pequot, and we've been there since 1984 now.
So they had to pick us.
Well, it's funny to say, how do you handle a lot of the fun aspects of Beanhole Days? What do you think of that?
Well, it is pretty silly. A lot of people wanted their pictures taken with the king and queen because they couldn't believe there really was a king and queen of Beanhole Days. But the silliness is really Don's thing. He's really a gas.
That's not the way we practice.
So tell me, what's your favorite Beanhole Day memory?
Well, I'll tell you what. Every Beanhole Day is really memorable, but I wrote a little poem to kind of maybe sum up my favorite Beanhole Days. It's summertime in Pequot, the beans are in their hole, people lined up by the hundreds to get themselves a bowl. All the folks in Pequot are having so much fun. All Beanhole Days are special, but the best that's ever been is when I was crowned Beanhole King and Barb, my lovely queen.
So tell me, one last question. Tell me, what's your favorite thing about Pequot Lakes?
You know, we have been in this wonderful community for 34 years, and I must just say it's a most wonderful small town in the Brainerd Lakes area. I can't say more than enough about it. We love it here.
We do.
All right. Well, that's Dawn and Barb Merritt, the Beanhole King and Queen. Their reign will last, well, forever. But officially, there will be another Beanhole Days in 2016, July 12th and 13th at Trailside Park right here in Pequot Lakes. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.